Tributes to JabberCast, a Hunger Games podcast hosted by JabberJays.net. Today is Friday, May 1st, 2015, and you're listening to episode 18, The Age of Ranting. I'm Crystal in Honolulu, and today I'm joined by Carla in Panama.
Hi, everybody.
And today we have a special guest, JJ from Victor's Village.
Hello.
And later on, we're going to be joined by Tash in Australia, so she'll be along as soon as she can get here. But So obviously from the episode title, we're here to let some PMS out.
Yeah, I think we should have like a disclaimer first and foremost. Just tell people, okay, this episode is going to be us complaining about a lot of things, and you know, if we don't want anybody to like feel down or anything, but we need to vent. So yeah, if you don't feel like listening to us complaining about what's happening right now in the fandom, then please just stay away. It's fine, we understand.
Yeah, fair warning.
Yeah, so I mean, basically we find ourselves back where we were a year ago, frustrated. Yep. Wondering if there's going to be a movie, is it canceled? I mean that makes it sound like drama queens, but I mean, this is basically where we were a year ago, right? I mean, we were just wondering, where are the stills? Where is Katniss? Where is the teaser? Where is everything, you know? And we figured that today is actually a really good day to record an episode, because the word on the street is that next week is going to be a bunch of stuff released. So before it becomes like old news to rant about this kind of stuff, we got to get it in there.
I mean, the catalyst of everything is Ultron, which is why the episode is titled Age of Ranting, because we had rumors that there was something coming. I mean, they never actually said what, but that there was something coming with Age of Adeline and Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. And as of today, we find out that nope, there's nothing.
To like give everybody a background, about 5 weeks ago or something, we had gotten news from somebody at a theater that there was a sheet with the Remember teaser saying that they were not to play it after April 24th. And it was going to be locked, so basically they couldn't play that teaser anymore. And that there was going to be a new trailer coming with Age of Ultron. So
a new something.
Yeah, it's so we...
something. They never said trailer.
We heard that, and then we confirmed that on our own at a different theater. And then I believe Corda Quell confirmed it in the UK. And then someone else, like a couple of weeks ago, I think, confirmed it with a different theater. So we had had
there's like four theaters.
Yeah, we had various different sources all saying the same thing, that a new teaser was coming with Age of Ultron. And then like earlier this week, the news came out that there was no teaser. And like Lionsgate had been saying as well that there was not going to be anything with Ultron. And so we were just kind of like confused, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know, this is the first like big movie of the summer. Basically, everybody's going to go to Ultron. I mean,
my
whole timeline yesterday and today on Facebook and Twitter has been like pictures of people going to Ultron. And like, you know, it's just the movie that everybody's going to go see. So
yeah,
I think a lot of us just felt like it was a given. And
It was such a missed opportunity for them. I mean, if you think like the last, you know, the first teaser, the Remember teaser, it was like middle of March, so the timing would have been perfect. Yeah. And then, you know, everyone is going to see it, so it's like, come on, this is like great opportunity, why aren't you using it?
Yeah. And even, I mean, Ultron is huge obviously, but even Age of Adeline, or however you pronounce it, I can never pronounce that name, even that movie, it's a Lionsgate movie, so they could just really easily have included some kind of teaser from Mockingjay in it, but still nothing. I mean, it's clearly not as big as Ultron, but come on, it's your movie.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, it would have been.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
it seems logical.
It makes sense. I mean, every other movie has a trailer with Ultron. Like, we were joking in our Geeky Podcast a couple of weeks ago that people were going to have to sit through like 40 minutes of trailers before Ultron or something, because every movie is actually in there, like every big movie is in.
It's one of those movies where you gotta go, like, super early so that you make sure you're in your seats and like,
yeah,
not, like, mm-hmm. getting popcorn when the trailers start.
Yeah.
Well, and that one makes me wonder, though, if they did think, oh, my God, there are all these other movies that are going to have trailers right now. We don't want to get lost. But at the same time, it's not going to get lost. People are going to pay attention to this. I mean, people are waiting for it.
Yeah.
You know, just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just a question of like, keeping... I mean, it doesn't even have to be anything big. Like, even if it's another kind of Remember-style teaser or whatever, it doesn't have to have footage. It just gives something to people so that they remember that, hey, you know, the last Hunger Games movie is coming out this year, and maybe mm-hmm. you want to keep an eye out for that one.
I feel like that's what the Remember teaser did, so I kind of thought that they could... you know, do footage for their next one. And I didn't think, like you said, like, it needed to have much of anything. Like, I mean, you look at the 50 Shades Darker teaser that came out today. I mean, it was basically just text and, like, 5 seconds of Christian mm-hmm. Grey. And people got all excited over it, right? So, yeah. I mean, why couldn't something like that have been done as, like, the next step in, like, mm-hmm. the teasers leading up to like a full trailer this summer and stuff like that. I don't see what's the harm in playing 5 seconds of Katniss doing something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
I mean, you know, I didn't expect any footage. I'm honestly, I learned from last year, so I'm not really expecting any footage until like July, and I've made my peace with that. That's fine. But
I haven't.
Yeah, I know a lot of the fandom hasn't.
Well, I mean, last year we had the Capitol TV stuff to, like, yeah, make us something. Feel a little better, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I mean, but at least give us something. Like, even if it's, like, a really fast montage of, like, stills or whatever, I don't care, just something to remind people that The Hunger Games is coming. You want to have a presence there.
I felt like the Remember teaser, it gave me hope again that they were going to try and do something a little bit bigger this year. And yeah. So then in the past, like, 6 weeks of nothing, it's, like, you know, deflated me back to, oh, God, it's going to be Mockingjay Part 1 again, and I don't want this.
Yeah.
So that's been a big bummer, you know, in the sense that, yeah, I had some hope again that they were going to change strategy. And now mm-hmm. it's looking more like, uh-huh, yeah, next trailer is probably going to be June, and they're going to just do the same thing they did last basically. Year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
It's really
discouraging and disappointing because, I mean, we want to be excited about Mockingjay right. Part 2. We mm-hmm. want to be, like, the people pumping everybody up and like, being, like, the voice of excitement for people who aren't necessarily quite the diehard fans that we are, you know? I mean, I don't know. I feel like we have... a big voice when it comes to, like, fan outreach, right?
Yep.
And I don't know. We're not being utilized. We're just being, like, left in a corner, you know? Yeah. And I'm starting to, like, gather dust on my shoulders, and I'm just thinking, well, this is kind of boring.
I know.
I'll just do something else.
And we are in a position where we actually see what the fandom is feeling at the moment. Because, like, remember, Crystal, back a couple weeks ago when there was, like, this description of the teaser trailer or whatever on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you sent out a tweet saying, hey, guys, this hasn't been confirmed or whatever, so don't get your hopes up, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody started tweeting us back saying, please tell us which Twitter account it was, because even if it's fake, we want to have something. Yeah. And we're just sitting here like, but wow, that's amazing. Like,
yeah, they were just like, fake news is better than no news.
No news.
I was like, oh, okay.
That's crazy. And, you know, that's how the fandom is right now. And I just wish they would give us something.
Yeah, like, and even, like, you look at whenever the Twitter account tweets, whenever they tweet anything, all they get is just a barrage of replies that say, trailer, trailer, trailer. You know, that's all you see. Like, people are just, like, hungry for it. And they're just quiet.
And then it's just like, Hunger Games exhibition, come on, buy tickets. Yay! Which was fun, like, the first week. And, you know, they just keep repeating that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or the Webbies.
Just, I wish they could just kind of change it up a little bit, like at least acknowledge the fact that the fans are tweeting them and really excited, you know, just do that once or twice. I mean, I like the fan art thing, that's fine, but it's just like they were like, yeah, trailer, 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 every single tweet, and they never acknowledge it. They could have some fun with that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then the Webbies, because they won, like, for the best campaign, the best online marketing campaign. Meanwhile, their Twitter is underutilized. They're basically ignoring everybody who tweets them about anything.
I know.
And they're not giving us anything. And how... Well, like, how hard is it to just tweet out a still? But no.
Yeah, I mean, even if it was, like, one, I would probably be happy with one right now.
Yeah, it's like, we were talking about this on the Jabberjays group, and I think it was, we were talking about the trailer not being there, and then our staffer, Sarah, comes in. She's like, all I want is one pita still. I'll be happy. And I'm like, yeah. Totally, like, I totally get it. I would be happy with stills. But nope, nothing. It's just radio silence. It's that's really frustrating for people.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I want to see a trailer, but, I mean, after the frustration last year, I kind of feel like, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna, like, I am, like, stressing out, but I'm not gonna stress out to the extent that I did last year.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand why there are no stills. And I don't understand why for Catching Fire we had like 40 posters and we still only have the bird poster.
Right.
I mean, it's just, I don't get it. I mean, did they overspend and like they're like afraid to like do a lot now?
Well,
or something,
yeah,
or...
I mean, they clearly have reduced the budgets, you know, since Catching Fire. I mean, you can see that. And I think what they do try and do, they try and, you know, like, I don't know. They really are, like, you know, when you think about last year with, like, the propaganda pieces, like, they do a couple things and they try to do them well, but that's it. Like, beyond that, they don't seem to want to do too much. Mm. Which, I mean, but to your point, like, how hard is it to do a still? Yeah. Like, granted, that's not going to win you an award. You can't go and put that in the Webbies, but... fans will be happy with that, and that's an easy thing to do.
It doesn't have to be a big production. You don't need to make a whole website just to give us stills.
Yeah, and you know, just give us like 20 at once. You know, just you can trickle them out on Twitter. I mean, they have like over a million followers. I don't know, I haven't checked lately, but they have a huge social media account. So, and you know that like everyone knows that Hunger Games is big. Everyone knows that the final movie is coming, so they're gonna cover it. Right. Mm-hmm. If they release it, it's not like they're going to have to go around begging people to go put this on their websites and stuff like
that. No, it's going to get everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere.
Everyone's going to put it everywhere. So, I mean, all you got to do is tweet it out and let everybody do the rest. Everybody will do the work for them. I don't understand why they don't. It just feels like stingy almost. Like, we know you want like this, but we're not going to get it.
But they feel like they do. They want it on their own channels, like their own website and their own, like,
to
spots.
Control it. Yeah.
Yeah, they want to control it so much that I think that really does, you know, I mean, I think it causes creates a lot of time and a lot of expense for them. And I'm like, is that really worth it?
Yeah,
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like it.
Like you do something free, like a tweet, and like you get a ton of positive energy from it. Whereas if you need to, like, pay for a website to get developed, to do something, or come up with
and
partnerships...
And half the world can't access it anyway.
Then, I mean, what is the benefit from that? I mean, I feel like the ratio is so skewed compared to just one tweet, right?
You could win another Webby, that's what you get, so...
I mean, the Webby just feels like a dump truck of salt on open wounds for the fandom, right? I mean, it's just, like... For weeks, they were telling people to go vote for them because of their digital campaign for Mockingjay Part 1. And yet, people had such a huge problem with the digital campaign. Not even just, like, the timeline, but the accessibility, like Carla was saying. Like, so many people couldn't access it. And, like, even for me, someone who could access it, it was just such a pain in the ass after a while.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it wasn't worth it. I would just wait to see somebody screenshot, like, the next thing.
and be like, okay, that's it. I would just
watch the videos on YouTube.
Yeah, because like the fingerprinting thing was pretty badass the first time. Mm-hmm. And then when I had to do it every single time to access the website, it just started really, really irritating me. You know, I was just like, I can't believe I'm doing this every single freaking time I want to go look at this website. You know, it was just like, I just didn't want to do it. And the only reason I did it was so that we could report it on our site. Yeah, you know? And I just feel like a bunch of other people would have just been like, oh, I'll just let somebody else do it and look at what the stills look like later, right?
That was totally me.
Pretty much. And, you know, it's just, they... because of the sponsorship things, they limited their own audience in a way. And I just don't think that's very smart for marketing. Like, you might have a sponsor, and, okay, you put, I don't know, the logo for Doritos on your website, whatever, that's fine. But don't limit it. Like, the District 13 site or whatever, and you had to do it on a Samsung, and you had to, like... it couldn't be seen in other countries outside the US, and it's just, why do you limit yourself like that? Just tweet it out, it will be everywhere in 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you know, it doesn't really make sense from a marketing perspective to me, but they seem to be intent on doing the same thing this year. You know, it's like they learned nothing. I learned a lot from last year. Like, I was totally ready to not wait for, no, not expect anything, but they don't seem to have gotten a lesson.
Yeah, that's part of the frustration for me too, because I think fans were pretty vocal. They didn't like the approach of last year, and yet here we are, and it seems like they were just don't care, and so they're just going to go and do what they want to do again, and tough luck for us. So that's not really a great way, you know, to start your campaign either.
Well, I mean, the other thing too is like, I just feel like a lot of times we'll get nothing, 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 and then boom, we get everything.
Everything.
Right? Yes. And it's just, it's too much. Like, I have a life, you know.
Yeah.
I like it when I can do things every couple of days for Hunger Games, but I don't like it when I have to spend like 6 hours, like, updating sites and social media and like doing all that. I mean, I choose to, of course, obviously, but I just
we'll do it. It's just
but it's just it's crazy.
Like, but truly, like, from a fan perspective, when you release all that stuff at once, fans don't have time to even pay attention to it. Like, it just doesn't make sense to overload everybody all at once with stuff. Spread it out. You've got time.
Yeah, I mean, plus you keep everybody's interest going if you do a little bit at a time, right? Right. I mean, for me, I didn't understand why they did Hunger Games exclusive, and it was like issue one, and then they never did another issue.
Never. Yes, I know.
I didn't get that.
I wonder if they were planning to do more.
Get issue two this year at some point, but like, how does that make any sense?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's the same thing with interviews, right? I mean, when, like, they do, like, the press tour and the press junkets and stuff like that, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, 50 interviews hit the internet. After a while, I just don't care, you know? But if, like,
they would end up saying the same thing.
Yeah, and if they would just let people, like, stagger them in releases in the weeks before, I feel like that would interest people, that would get people a little more into, like, watching each interview and stuff like that. But when it just hits you like a tidal wave of stuff, you're just like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't even want to look at this anymore.
I don't know. I mean, for me, like I said before, I wasn't really expecting anything, but what really started, like, I'm really upset with them right now, and what started that was the teaser thing. Not just the fact that there's no teaser, because I wasn't really expecting much of anything at this point of the year, but just the fact that 4 theaters said that they had something.
And then
Lionsgate gets back to the fan sites saying, but we've been denying those rumors since the beginning. And we're like, so what? 4 theaters lied to us? Like, what is going on? You know? So, it's very clear to me that maybe they had something, or they told the theaters they had something, and then took it back.
And they scrapped it, yeah.
And that's fine. It's their stuff, so they can do that. But then don't make it sound like we're making stuff up. You know, that's what really made me upset. And the idea, like, in that one interview with Francis Lawrence with Collider, which was a great interview, and I love Francis Lawrence, you know, but at the same time, he makes it sound like we're crazy for expecting stuff right now.
Yeah.
In a way. Nah, he's like, oh, but the movie was just in November. And I'm like, are you aware that November was half a year ago? Like, it's been 6 months. Like, come on, guys.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the movie wrapped a while ago, right? Yeah.
Yes, last June, you were done. The trailer exists. Yeah. It's there. And, like, they're just holding off on it.
Anyway, while we're talking about Francis Lawrence, though, I just do want to say that we do not condone any type of anger towards Francis Lawrence and Nina Jacobson.
Yeah, don't tweet him. Leave him and Nina alone.
Or Nina, because, yeah, people send Nina, like, petitions on Twitter, like this huge block of text of how upset everybody is, and tell her to send it to Lionsgate. And I'm like, dude, she has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, she's probably just as frustrated as we are, or kind of. I mean,
and she cannot say anything bad about Lionsgate, so why bother?
Yeah,
you know, she's not gonna tell you, oh, they're holding it back. No, so what's the point?
Plus, like, they're the people that are making that actually made the movie that we're going to end up loving, right? So
yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. So they don't deserve it, and I think all our frustrations need to just go to the people who are in control of what is being released, which is nothing.
Neither of them have anything to do with that. So please, people, just stop harassing them. Like, seriously, it's very, very. It makes you look bad. So please don't.
Anyway, like, some people have been criticizing people criticizing them and saying, well, you know, Maze Runner comes out in September and they're not going to get a teaser until, is it today, actually? Or is it?
He said sometime this month. It's supposed to come soon.
Yeah. But, I mean, the counter argument to that is that Scorch Trials wrapped at the end of January. Yeah.
Right.
They just finished.
Yeah, they didn't finish that long ago. And like, Scorch Trials is probably heavy CGI. So, yep. I mean, they had a lot of post-production to do. So I don't think that same argument applies simply because Mockingjay wrapped so long ago, you know.
Yeah, there's been plenty of time to get a trailer together. That's not the issue there. I mean, the issue is more of a strategic decision by Lionsgate that we're going to hold off on starting our marketing. Okay. It's just what they decided to do.
Yeah, basically. And, you know, it's just, again, it's not even that they need to have anything, like, huge. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, we know there's CGI in part two. We know that. And obviously, that's going to take them the longest time because they did have to get part one ready before they could start on the CGI for part two. But, you know, I keep thinking, like, just grab that one line that Katniss says in the Remember teaser and just show us what she's doing when she says it. I don't need to see anything around her. I just need to see her.
No, but I mean, they can do a good teaser. They can do a good quality teaser that covers, like, the beginning of the story to get you an idea of what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They can do that. I'm sure they have that. Like, honestly, I feel like they're just holding off because they don't want to start yet.
Yeah. And it just makes you wonder why wait so long.
I don't know. I don't get it at all. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying that the first teaser is not going to land until June, and then Comic-Con is in July, and people are like, why would they release a teaser in June, only a month before, like, Comic-Con? And so other people are saying, well, maybe it's not going to come till July at Comic-Con, and then...
And then you have, like, the whole exhibition thing, which probably they're going to want to tie stuff into that.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
that's in June, right?
That's beginning of July. Yeah.
Oh, it's July.
So okay. It's literally like a couple weeks before Comic-Con.
So, yeah, I mean, so it sounds like they really are stacking up the summer. But going back to the whole thing of, do you really need to, like, deluge people with all this stuff at once? Like, you've got some time now. If you were worried about, like, Avengers stealing all the thunder and all the conversation, okay, it's out now.
Yeah, Here you can go.
You can go. Go for it. So maybe, as you said, next week will be the beginning of wonderful things, but they've certainly been leaving us hanging for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, for me, I think there's something to be said, too, about the health of a fandom. Uh-huh. Because, I mean, if you think about it, like, if you think back to how the fandom was, like, 2 years ago, like, mm-hmm. people were a lot more into it. And I know, like, some people have argued franchise fatigue, and I think it applies to some people because, you know, it does get exhausting. And I think the 20 months, I think, between Hunger Games and Catching Fire really wore down yeah. some people. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I just feel like, in general, things feel tamer, and I feel like that mm-hmm. is, like, an effect of, like, their marketing for Mark and Jade Part 1, because yep, so many sure. people just felt like, I give up already, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm just gonna go fangirl about something else, because there's just mm-hmm. nothing with Hunger Games right now, and, you know, right. people's attention stray and stuff like that, but it didn't need to be like that, I think.
No.
You know, I mean, there were times during the Mockingjay Part 1 campaign where I was just like, you know, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I would just feel like quitting already, you know, just yeah. because it was just so frustrating.
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't talk about, if there's nothing happening, there's nothing to talk about. And with Catching Fire, what was so great was every few weeks you did have something
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
to talk about.
That's the
even
thing,
if it like, wasn't a big deal, like there was something to share, there was something to talk
that's
about.
That's the funny thing though, because we had the longest span of time between Catching Fire and Mockingjay Part 1. Like yeah. no, was it like a year? It was the same. But then it felt like so much stuff was happening for Catching Fire. Mm-hmm. Like I still look back and I think the Catching Fire marketing campaign, even though it had the longest time between the first and second movies, the marketing campaign for Catching Fire, to me, when I look back, was excellent.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
And
yeah,
then for Mockingjay, which had like a lot less time in between movies, it feels like there's nothing. Like, how is that even possible? You know?
Yeah, things felt dead. I mean, there was no energy. I mean, yeah. people were just angry all the time, right? I mean, I don't think people enjoy screaming trailer at the official no. account. You know, they would rather be like, oh my god, that's so amazing, PETA, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. Like, people that's like the, being excited.
That's well, the it, thing. Because then for Mockingjay, when they actually started giving us stuff, people were just like, oh, look, it's a still, or oh, look, it's a website. Nobody was actually excited about what they gave us. Well, and I think that wasn't just so much that the stuff was bad. It's just people were really frustrated.
Yeah. But they did take forever, I mean, to really give you the meaty stuff. Like, I know you're yeah. not, like, you can't really do too much. But, I mean, you think about it, like, it started out with those district heroes, which weren't even characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
some
you had
them.
they were cool. Yeah. It was cool art, but they weren't really,
yeah.
you know, it was like world yeah. building. It was different. And you got like the propos, but you really, you know, you didn't see Katniss until like the teaser trailer in July. You didn't have a poster with Katniss until mid-September. So they really were trying to keep it very secretive, and that was their approach. But it clearly made people really, really frustrated. So it wasn't a fun thing from a fan perspective. Maybe it was cool from like a sense of, you know, building the world and making you feel the frustration that the people in, you know, Panem were feeling, but
yeah, is that what they
really
wanted to make us feel
I don't
like
wanna,
we're in the middle
I don't want to actually live in Panem. I don't want to go to that world. So, you know, let me not experience that, you know, too much.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us were like, is Katniss really dead? You know, it felt like you said, like Panem, like she's dead. The revolution's dead. But yeah, it's so just, like, I mean, what I was trying to like eventually say with the whole fandom health thing is that, like, I feel like that has to have an effect on box office in some way.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Because I mean you look at young adults. I mean, when I was a teenager, if I really liked a movie and I was really crazy about something, I would go see it over and over and over and over again. And I know that there are Hunger Games fans out there that do that. But when they're not as excited about it, you know, they'll go see it and they'll just be like, oh yeah, but I have all these other interests now, so I'm going to go do that. You know, and then maybe they'll only go see it 2 times instead of like 4 or 5 times. You know, mm-hmm. and if you multiply that by like, I don't know, 50,000 kids across America, it starts making a dent, I feel like. And I feel like it happened, and since Hunger Games has such a broad range of ages for audience members. It's like I think I saw Mockingjay Part 1 three times in theaters, but one was a screening, so I only paid to go twice. And I mean, I feel like I would have maybe gone another time, but
I don't know. Yeah, really feel like I had the same experience. Like, I saw Catching Fire 7 times. And then I saw Mockingjay Part 1 3 times, and I had the same feeling, like, maybe I could go again. I'd like to see before, like, it left theaters. But I don't know. I was just like, I didn't have the same drive. Thing. I loved the movie. I think it's, you know, fantastic. But I just, you know, it's like, I'll wait for the DVD. It's fine, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, too, with me. I was just like, I guess I don't need to go one more time, you know? So I just feel like it's possibly an effect of everybody feeling like that. Everybody being frustrated, you know?
It's just incredible because that's us. I mean, we run fan sites. We're like 100% behind this franchise. And even we were feeling like, yeah, maybe not so many times this time around. So, like, what does that say about the casual viewer? The people that just see the poster outside the theater and say, oh, that's right, Hunger Games is playing. You know, like, if we, who are obsessed with this franchise, choose to go less than maybe we would have gone for Catching Fire, then, you know, there's, like, no hope for normal people. You know
and
what I mean?
It showed, right, in the box office for Mockingjay Part 1, and I think
I think
it was partially probably because it was a Part 1 and, like, reviews and things like that, but, I mean, Carly, you know what the difference was, right?
113 million.
That's a pretty sizable difference.
Yeah. And I think the opening weekend where it was like 120 versus like 150 some from Catching Fire is really big because, you know, the people that go the first weekend are the big fans and the people really excited about it. And they didn't create the same amount of urgency that time. They just didn't, you know, so something to improve this time.
Yeah. I hope they would, but it doesn't look that way. That's the thing. It's
that goes back again to the whole, like, dumping everything at once thing. Like, you gotta, like, have people, like, be like, oh, Hunger Games! And then, like, when it starts to die down, oh, Hunger Games! You know, and then it dies down again and everybody gets excited again, you know? Like, you just keep doing that. And I feel like they did that in, the last month and a half last year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe at that point it was too late for a bunch of people, you know? Like, people were just like, okay. You know, I mean, I feel like the fandom had shrunk by then, you know?
A lot of people just got frustrated and stopped checking because they know there will be nothing. You know, it's like the people who keep asking about Cannes this year.
Oh, my God.
And we're all like... Or, like, the MTV Movie Awards, where most of us are like, yeah, well, we know there's going to be nothing, so I'm not even going to bother watching. Same with Cannes. Like, yeah, we know they might be there, there might be a party or whatever, but there's really nothing in it for us as fans, so why bother? And people are like that, and eventually they just stop checking online. And, of course, their enthusiasm is gone by the time the movie comes. So it's like, oh, yeah, it's out, I'll go watch it, and then... For them, because they're so frustrated by everything, the experience just isn't the same. And that definitely affects your repeat viewings afterwards. So, you know, I hope that because this is the last one, that it might be able to balance that out. But come on. They have to do
some marketing. Yeah, but you have to feed it somehow. And you can't just wait to the last 2 months. I mean, that's just ridiculous. On a movie like this, you've got to feed the monster. Yep. So, they just got to kick it into gear, like, now. Because otherwise, soon. it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, and just the numbers make me think that... Because a lot of the times when we say something in our website that... Like, when we talk about the marketing campaign on the site, or when we previously talked about this on Jabbercast... A lot of the people, a lot of people agree with us, but then we also get some people who are like, yeah, but we're not entitled to anything. You know, we're not entitled to a trailer, so we should just stop waiting for it.
I hate that. I can't stand it.
I get it up to a point because, of course, we cannot go up to Francis and be like, give us a trailer, you piece of whatever. You know, we have to keep in mind that, yeah, they're the ones doing the marketing. So if they don't want to do it, then it sucks for us. But just on the other hand, it just doesn't help. Uh-huh. And I think their numbers reflect that that change in pattern in the marketing. It's just obviously, like, if their marketing was working the way they planned it, you know, like, if they said, okay, maybe we'll do this way and that will save us this amount of money and then, you know, people will still go see the movie. If that had worked, I'd be like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But clearly the numbers just don't back that up. Something is not working with your marketing. So, you know, maybe you should do things differently.
Yeah, I don't like being told that I'm, like, ungrateful or that I'm expecting too much by expecting a trailer at 7 months out, a teaser trailer. That's normal. That's what blockbusters do. We've seen it. We saw it with all these. We see it, you know, Batman v Superman. We see it with Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's just the normal course of doing business. And, don't come back to me and tell me that, the fact that we want to see it, that if you...
Yeah. That speaks put it out well there, of
we
your
are
movie.
Excited to like talk about it, and we will tell everybody to go watch it. And you know what? You've got your instant, you know, spreading of your trailer. So you should be happy about that. That's great.
There's a whole lot to be said for word of mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Anyway,
every media outlet would give it good coverage. They would get it everywhere. Like, yeah. Come on.
So just to interrupt this real quick, Tash is here. So hi, Tash.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hey.
So we've been blabbering on for about half an hour now, or 35 minutes, just talking about how we think that, you know, they shouldn't be so stingy with all their stuff. And we're like debating like the cost and things like that, but it's like we're also saying that, like, you know, like it doesn't have to be expensive to have a successful marketing campaign, because people are here, people like us are here to spread the word and here to make everybody else crazy, right? So
that's right, yeah.
We're the probably literal fans to the flame.
Yeah, and probably what baffles me most is, okay, from the point of standpoint, they don't really probably have to do a lot of marketing. It's going to be big regardless, but probably what's most disappointing is they seem to have no answer for all these other blockbusters that they're sharing a year with. So... Yeah. I mean, they have to remember that, you know, 2014, 2013, 2012, they didn't really have the same state of competition.
Yeah.
They're going to be competing this year with more, you know, especially around that Thanksgiving period. Movies are expensive. I mean, here, you know, tickets are $15, $20 an adult. You know, lots of people here only pick a few movies a year to go to. Then, I'll just wait for DVD or Netflix or Stan or, you know, whatever the hell else streaming services we've got now. Gone are the days when someone gets to the weekend, okay, what movie are we going to go see this weekend? You know, lots of casual people now might only pick a handful of things to go to a year. Mm-hmm.
For the past 2 years, they only had to compete with, what, The Hobbit? And those movies, although they were big and they made big money, they like, people didn't have the same enthusiasm for them as they did for, I guess, The Lord of the Rings. No. So, and the quality started going down with the movie. So, you know, it was an okay competition. This year they have Star Wars.
Star Wars
3 weeks. After Mockingjay comes out, we have Star Wars. And you bet that people are going to cut down their viewings of Mockingjay to go see Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, come on.
Yeah. And the other thing that baffles me probably is that we know as book fans that obviously, the first film covers a half of the book. It's a bridging film. But critics were very vocal about that. So for all of our other casual moviegoers and people that, you know, did go to see part one, they need to entice them to come back and finish the story. You know, people's own natural curiosity might be not enough to generate that happening. You know, if they don't know that it's on or that it's coming or that it's happening.
So actually on that note, though, do you think it was a wise idea for them to put a year between Mockingjay 1 and 2? Because, I mean, they did finish wrapping last year. So, I mean... I mean, with Deathly Hallows, there was only, what, 6 months, right, between the parts one and two? I mean, when you split a part one and two, people are automatically going to be like, ugh, there's two parts, right?
Mm.
So, I mean, putting a year between each one kind of...
Did they do that with Twilight, the last one?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think the year in itself is... Harry Potter only had, like, 6 months,
Oh, okay, so, right.
Yeah, but I don't think the year in itself is bad. I think because of the... Because, like Tass said, it was a bridging movie, so a lot of the critics focused on that, and maybe because the critics focused so much on the fact that it was part one, they should be showing the people how great part two is going to be.
Yeah, that's you know? Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, why aren't they showing us anything?
Right.
So, it's just, like, you know... Yeah, and you look at online and everything now, and, you know, okay, I know Lionsgate aren't one of the big, you know, six movie studios, but competition is so fierce, you know, and you've got to fight for every little kind of patch that you've got, and especially this year and in all of the other blockbusters they've got. Like you said, all of these things we're talking about, if they could just throw out a still or, you know, a short clip.
You know what? It doesn't even have to be a still. Like, whenever Nina Jacobson says anything about filming on Twitter, people go insane. Like, they just have... Like, remember last year when they released that the exclusive website with the issue one, and they had, like, this huge interview with Nina Jacobson, and, like, they can just release snippets of that on Twitter. It will be fantastic. But they don't.
That's right. And even the simple things like Entertainment Weekly and whatever, I mean, I don't know if it ended up in there. I think it's still too far out for the, I'm trying to think, is it, it's our summer, it's your winter, preview edition. But Mockingjay Part 1, I don't remember it having an Entertainment Weekly cover.
Nope.
So, you know, there's just even things like that they can do, you know, that sort of drum it up so far from, or, you know, short interviews somewhere.
Well, I mean, it's not just really Entertainment Weekly. I mean, there were, like, a total of, like, what, two magazine covers last year?
Yeah, they really didn't do much press at all. It was, like, an Italian magazine
and Empire, and that's basically it.
Yeah, they did the big, you know, junkets right before the film, but the stuff, like, you know, the month beforehand, there really wasn't much at all. Like, the Entertainment Weekly, like, winter movie preview was, like, a little tiny blurb and an old tiny still. It got barely any coverage whatsoever.
I mean, going back to the studio thing and competition, I mean, you would think that with all that competition, they would just be like, hey, Hunger Games is still here. Hunger Games is still a big deal. Hunger Games is still going to kick everybody's ass.
Especially because it's the last one.
I know.
And it's their big cash cow. So they should make sure that they get as much money as they can from this movie.
That's right.
Especially
for Lionsgate. What else have they got on their bill this year? Something, what was it, Witches something or other, this shitty Age of Adeline or whatever the hell that's crap supposed
to be. One thing that gives me hope in this next month is that they have their annual conference call at the end of May, and you better believe they better want to have some, like, Mockingjay stuff out. So I think that makes me feel a little bit good about May because, they're going to have, you know, it's their annual numbers coming out, so...
Mm. I mean, I hate to bring you down, JJ, but...
Hey, I'm trying to have some hope here, okay? It's really hard for me.
It's just one of those things where I'm like, I kept hoping last year.
Then I got devastated, and then I got really mad.
It's like, I don't know. I keep hoping for May.
They've got... Yeah, but I know how you feel. Like, last year it was just like, they have to do something. They've got to.
I mean, it was the same. It was the ultra situation. We were just sitting there talking to each other like, come on, they have to have something with ultra. Come on, it's ridiculous if they don't. And then they didn't. You know, it's like.
I know. Why do we do this to ourselves, man? I don't know.
Over and over again.
That brings me back to, like, the angry fan thing. So I this is probably not a good thing to rant about, but the tweet that they did earlier this week, I think it was earlier this week, where somebody said, I need to save all my money for a Hunger Games exhibition. And they retweeted it with good plan.
It was good plan. I cannot believe that.
What?
Are you serious?
Like, it's one thing to just straight retweet that, but to add the comment on it was just...
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, I understand fans wanting to spend money on stuff like that. Totally makes sense. But then when you add the comment, like,
good plan.
It just sounds so money-grubbing, right?
It was not well done.
That's because, obviously, though, they're relying on this film to pay their employees. They got nothing else on their bill for this year.
I mean, I was... They were revealing a bit too much of their own plan with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just, oh my god. Like, I read that and I was like, good plan. Good plan? What? I mean, like, I had just imagined this poor person on Twitter that's like 14 years old and saying, I'm going to save all my money from summertime and then I'm going to go spend
it. The money was the second part of the tweet.
Yeah.
Crystal, like, the second tweet after that one. Like, from the girl. You know, like, she tweeted, I'm going to save all my money to go to the exhibition, except, you know, I don't live in New York. And that was, like, the second.
I have no money.
Exactly. They retweeted the first part, but not the second one.
I know. You have to be careful if you tweet about the exhibition, because they might retweet you, and they're going to get a bunch of people, like, writing back to you saying trailer, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, like you know that meme with Fry from
take all my money.
Take all my money. I mean, that's funny when we post it, because we're joking about our own money. But if it's like Lionsgate posting it saying, give us all your money, it's suddenly not funny. Right? No. It's suddenly just like greed, and you're just like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, we know we're giving you all our money. You don't have to remind
us. That's fine. It's our decision, but yeah. It's so good. And, you know, that's the stuff that they're giving us. Like, right now, they're more worried about people giving all their money to the exhibition than about giving fans stills and posters. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the book now that, you know, Tim Palin's book.
I saw the book, and then the cover is the Pocahontas Katniss poster.
Yes.
And I'm like, seriously, you couldn't even whip up a small Mockingjay still?
When I saw that was the cover, I was like, oh my god, it must have been Tim Palin who pushed that poster out.
Seriously.
Well, yeah.
But the other thing, though, too, is, like, last time I looked on Amazon, that was like $50.
That's
out of reach for the average, fan. Like, I mean,
that's,
I'm not
a serious collector. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean that as a put down to anybody, but $50 is a pretty big, like.
It's a capital book, basically.
It's very different from the more the paperback that they were doing the first two movies, where it's just like
the
still
thing
stuff.
I'm wondering if it's. I mean, I don't know what the content is. Is it going to be just photos, or is there going to be actual content? Because if there were actual content in it, like behind the scenes stuff or whatever, like how Tim Palin came up with the campaign or something, they could give us tidbits of that.
That would be on
Twitter, and that would be cool.
That would be cool. Yeah,
they're just saying buy the book, basically. It's just buy the book. Here you go. Nothing new for you. Just buy it because it's Hunger Games. And we're like, okay. Like even if we're like huge fans. If it's too expensive for us, it's not worth shilling out $50 for that book. That tells you something, because we are the people you are selling that book to.
Yeah, correct.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely going to wait until I see what is in this book.
Yeah.
If it's just pictures, then it's not,
Well, I might buy it if it turns out to be like 75% pictures of Liam Hemsworth. But apart from that, probably not.
Save your money and just Google him,
Yeah,
there's plenty of pictures of him on the internet.
There's plenty of pictures of him. But it's just, and then you start thinking about your audience, because people, who are the people who are going to buy this book? We are, because we're mega fans, but like most of your audience is teenagers, And do they really have $50 to shell out for a book?
Well, I mean, I'm 36, and I don't think I'm going to spend $50 on it.
Yeah, me neither. I'm unemployed, dude. I'm not buying that thing. Yeah. So.
Same. I don't know that I want to pay for shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that thing's going to be really heavy. It's like 260 pages.
It better be. It's $50. I want to, a huge...
It better be printed in gold, man.
I might have been more inclined to buy it if it didn't have Polka Katniss on it.
That's the thing. Like, if they had actually given... Like, made
something new.
The cover. Yeah, made the cover from something new, from something Mockingjay.
Because,
Part
I mean, that was the cover for, like, Christina Aguilera's single,
right? Yeah, I mean, that wasn't even the. Yeah, it was one of the smaller posters.
Yeah, it was just the poster.
Basically. Yeah, like, in the book cover, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm. And it was just so weird. It had nothing to do with Catching Fire. I was like, what?
I mean, I like the wings, but come on. Mm-hmm. It's done by
now. It was too subtle. It was way too subtle. I don't think it would have caught anybody's eye. You know, it was too far out. It was too artsy. You know, I don't think it caught anybody's eye. You know, I think even Ronnie said, because he was one of our staffers, Ronnie, he used to work in a theater. And he said that, like,
they were people waiting, would just walk by it.
Like, oh, wait, what? That's Hunger Games? You know? Mm-hmm. And it's like...
Oh, no, it was the Batness poster, the one that he said that they just waited until they had the one with her facing the front.
Yeah. Well, that's so sad, too. I love that one of her back. I think that was, like, my favorite one of the
Monty J posters.
They just
released it too late.
I know. Mm. And then they replaced
it with
the Beakness one.
Too late and too much hype.
Yeah.
It was just too much hype for me. Like, look, something's coming. And we were like,
and
okay.
Look, it's her back. You don't even see her face.
Really?
I remember being really, really pissed when I saw that poster.
I remember joking about it, that, oh, it's not, they're not even going to show us like her at the end of the day. And then they did, and I was just like, aw. I mean, because it was just like the course of the whole campaign. How many times can you like troll people into not showing Katniss?
It's funny because then the poster came out of her back. And they said something was coming, and everybody was like, trailer. Like, the next week, it was just, we were joking, like, oh, they're just going to turn her around. And then that's exactly what happened, and no trailer. Yep. It was so funny. Oh, God. I seriously, it's just, I don't see why they would use such an old poster. Like, not even a Mockingjay Part 1 one.
Mm, yeah.
So it's like, clearly, this is supposed to, like, I don't know, you can clearly tell that Tim Palin tried to imprint this one poster with like his artsiness, and somehow they want us to relate that to the pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
But really, come on. It's give us something new.
And like the quote they picked, I'm a diehard book fan. When I saw that, I was like, wait, that's from the book?
Yeah.
I mean, it is from the book, but I didn't know that off the top of my head. You know, it was
they have a bad quote. They have a bad history of picking quotes.
Yeah.
And, like, just tag the Part 1 one I didn't like. And then the Catching Fire one was like, really? Is that what you're going to pick? And then this time, with the whole The Fire Will Burn Forever thing and the Twitter thing they did with that, it just pissed people off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Their secret exhibition message.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That is so frustrating. Okay, so...
I shoved that in the back of my mind. I don't want to remember it.
So just to explain to people who are listening and don't know what we're talking about, they started, like, putting out these social media images, which we're talking about, but they were using old stills, yes. And so they were tagging it with Hunger Games exhibition, saying the secret message will be revealed one at a time or whatever like that. And like the first word of the day was just like, ooh, okay, it's a secret message. And then the second one came out and it was fire, and it was like, hmm. And then when the third one came out and it was Will. Or was it Will Burn?
No, it was Will.
It was Will. Okay, so it was like the fire Will. And then by that time, we were like, wait a minute. This ain't no secret message. And then they finished it. You know, they said the final word in the secret message is forever. And we were just like, really?
Are you serious? Like, you gave us that tagline like 3 months ago.
I know. It's just... I mean, a bunch of us were just in shock. We were just like, are they kidding? Do they think we forgot? I mean, they released their tagline with the teaser, which we were all paying attention to.
Yeah. And we still liked it because it was the only thing we had. So, yeah.
I mean, I was just like, are there two separate, completely separate departments and they forgot to tell them?
I honestly just think that they had forgotten that they actually released it already. I'm just sitting here like,
it's like the people who are doing their Twitter stuff are like locked in a cell downstairs. and they don't have exposure to the rest of the campaign or the world or something.
Yeah, no, and they can't see any of the replies back at them. Yeah. They just think they're doing a great job.
It's all being blocked by the Capitol.
I mean, the replies to the last one were great. Everybody's like, no way. Like, really, I would never have imagined that.
Yeah, the sarcasm was insane.
So,
yeah.
So much funny. So much fun. But it's just really sad because even up until the day before the last one, so it was like the fire will burn, and people started getting really excited because they were like, "What if they say tomorrow?
Yeah, what if they say tomorrow?
And that's the trailer.
Or we would get a new still, like the last one would actually be a new still. Like, could you possibly do that?
People started getting really excited." And we don't want to bring everybody down, but in our heads, we were all like, yeah, it's not going to be that. You know,
because we weren't saying anything.
We've learned. So we just stayed quiet because we didn't want to bring people down. And then they go ahead and forever, like, really? It's so, I can't believe it. Like,
I mean, I saw a bunch of replies when, like, the final word came out and it was just forever. People were like, where's it still? Where's the still? And I was just like looking at like, oh, you poor things. There was never going to be one.
There was no still. So it's so sad. And I totally get why people get frustrated about it. Because like, I wasn't expecting anything, but people were. And that's just, once again, going back to last year, hyping people up over nothing.
I just
don't understand it. I don't understand.
Anyway, I'm sure next week we'll get our first dump of stuff and we'll be able to just feel a little better until the next dump, whenever that comes. But, I mean, just consider this our official notice of seeing that this is getting way beyond old. And I'm just kind of tired of it already.
I mean, I'm just tired of the, you know, trying to like get myself excited for something and then nothing happening, so they need to stop that.
I mean, I'm sure
they have another website now. Come on, they have another website now. Didn't you see that patch? Like, they have now they have a brand new one that's called the Hunger Games
official.
And apparently it takes the place of the Hunger Games Explorer, because I guess Explorer is going out of business or whatever, like Microsoft is taking it away, so they have to switch. But, like, really, are they going to start just pumping out websites again? Like,
I don't understand what was wrong with Hunger Games Exclusive or HungerGamesMovie.com. I mean, they had websites, I thought, that we're fine with using it.
Yeah, Exclusive I liked. I quite liked Exclusive because the in the first issue they gave us a bunch of stuff. Like, remember we had like our first look at Coin and then that interview which was awesome. And I'm like, okay, that's great, but why don't you just, instead of making a whole new website for that, why don't you just trickle it out? Like one by one. Slowly, with time. But nope. They're gonna do the same thing all over again.
Or maybe somebody finally told them, guys, I think we need to stop with the Hunger Games sex stuff.
Seriously. Those are not good names.
But it's so not funny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, what all the other fans are, but, like, what all the other fans refer to it as, but I have never stopped calling it Sexplorer.
And Sexclusive.
And Sexhibition.
And we're like adult women, so
yeah, we're not being immature. It's just the way you read it. Come on,
it's just a constant source of humor for us, and it's just, and it's not in a good way.
But this is how deprived we are, Lionsgate. See, this is what happens when you starve us for weeks.
We revert to 13-year-olds.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yep.
But seriously, like, right now on the site, they only have, like, the Remember teaser, and that's pretty much it. It's just, like, what are they going to do with that? So, yeah, I'm really expecting them to dump a bunch of stuff all of a sudden.
Yeah, yes. Me too.
And then do nothing for another 6 weeks.
Yeah, if I have to... Until they hire their next round of interns.
If I had to download another app, I will be pretty upset.
I don't want an app. I'm gonna be angry, you know. Not good. Me and apps don't do well.
Times like that, I'm glad I'm in Australia. Yeah. participation in any of their.
But you know, the cool thing, the sad thing is that the lead up to that app was pretty cool. I mean, I like
that was the problem though. They led up to it too much. They made it seem like it was going to be a big thing.
If they had done that for like a tour or something, like a press tour, that would have been cool. Mm-hmm. But no, they did it for the app, and everybody used it once and then stopped using it.
Yes. Well, plus, the app was kind of invasive. I mean, remember when Grant posted the stamp thing, and he was like, "Oh my god, it's marked my house on the map."
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah, and it was really heavy. Like for a bunch of people, I heard that it just froze your computer.
I mean, I drained
my battery. Yeah,
I had the S5, and like there was no way to close it. You had to like exit out and you had to force it closed, and it totally drained my battery. If I left it on, my phone would get super hot. Mm-hmm. And I was I had like the latest Samsung Galaxy phone, which you have
the officially sponsored phone.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, I think you know, the general agreement is just you don't have to do anything fancy.
Yeah, don't waste your money on that. No.
Don't make websites. Like, do they even win anything with the Webby? Like, apart from the award, they don't win money, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. So just stick to the easy stuff. Post stuff on Twitter and Facebook. Like, you know, just give out information to the entertainment outlets, whatever. That's okay. I mean, it might not be as innovative as you hope your campaign would be, but it would keep us happy. So please. Please just do
picture
this.
Picture
you
cheering.
You don't have to try that hard. Just
picture cheering fans at a concert, and Katniss is on stage, and she jumps into the crowd. We'll carry her to the other end of the stadium. Yeah. You know,
poetic, Crystal.
That was beautiful. We'll take good care of her.
Yes, we will take exactly.
Very good care of her.
I mean, they have to get me really excited because I'm telling you, 3 weeks after Mockingjay is done with, I'm going to be watching Star Wars probably like 7 times. So, you know, and they have to get me really pumped up. So I go to the theater so many times in those 3 weeks because after that, I'm just not going to. So,
yeah, that's right.
Alrighty, let's wrap up our Age of Ranting. I'm sure I don't know about you guys, but I feel better.
I hope it
It's good.
I've gotten it out of off my chest.
At least until the next fail.
Until Monday comes and they don't do anything.
Yeah. Alright, thank you everyone for listening. Hang on. Thank you everyone for listening to episode 18 of Jabbercast. Be sure to visit our website at www.jabberjays.net. You can follow us on Twitter at HGJabberJays. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/jabberjays.net and on Instagram at jabberjays.net. And you can also visit Victor's Village at victorsvillage.com. Thanks everyone for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.